Welcome to the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis. Chopin isn't exactly considered early music, but a new release of Chopin's piano concertos from Daniel Weinberg and Martin Oy offers something that historically informed performance fans will really appreciate in two ways. First, listeners get to hear Chopin's very famous piano concertos as pure piano music. Rather than piano solo with full orchestra, the concertos are performed on this recording as duets, one piano playing the solo part, the other accompanying with a reduction of the orchestral score. The result is chamber rather than symphonic music, the piano soloist no longer one standing out against the background of many, but instead collaborating as an equal partner. In this way, there is room for a different approach to nuance, in which the musical expression leans more toward dialogue than to oration. Second, the instruments on which Chopin's music is played for this recording are original 19th century Erard grand pianos of the type that Chopin himself would have played in Paris. The Erard firm was one of the most distinguished piano manufacturers of its time, and their instruments of various makes and models were owned and played by Haydn, Beethoven, Liszt, and Mendelssohn. Founded in the mid-18th century by Sebastian Erard, he and his brother established headquarters both in Paris and London. Erard must have been a tinkerer. He continuously worked to improve the design and manufacture of pianos, in time, perfecting the mechanisms of double escapement and key repetition. When Sebastian died in 1831, his nephew Pierre took over the firm, continuing its success for a time. But musical tastes changed, as they do, and Erard's pianos eventually fell out of fashion in favor of louder and more sustained Steinway pianos. Thus, to be able to listen to Chopin's music played with the clearer and more transparent sound of historically appropriate Erard pianos is a real treat. Let's hear these instruments in action. The middle movement from Chopin's Concerto in F minor, Martin Oy played the solo part on an 1846 Erard, and the piano reduction was played by Daniel Weinberg on a similar Erard from 1884. Although he composed it for piano and orchestra, we can imagine that Chopin just might approve of the arrangement for two pianos. They are performed this way more often than you might expect, and anyway, there is some historical precedence for it. Chopin was a highly sought-after teacher in Paris, and he frequently used his own concertos as teaching material for his students. During lessons, the student would play the solo piano part, and Chopin would cover the orchestral parts on his piano. Duo versions of the concertos were also heard at smaller, private gatherings and performances. In 1842, Chopin accompanied his student and protégé, Carl Filch, on the E minor concerto in performance. We know for certain that Chopin made his own piano reduction for this, but since he played it by heart, we can't look it up. Over the years, though, various and sundry other piano reductions have been made. Indeed, for their recording, Weinberg and Oy arranged their own. Here's some of the E minor concerto. In this case, Oy takes the role of Chopin playing the accompaniment for soloist Daniel Weinberg. Thank you. Weinberg and Oi are an unlikely pair. Born in 1929, the 87-year-old Weinberg has had a long and illustrious performing career, while the 20-year-old Martin Oi is just beginning his career that is, by the way, off to a fantastic start. The 67 years between the two is less a gap and more an opportunity that lets each bring their own musical generation to the table, and both are richer for it. Weinberg is grounded in the modern romantic piano school of playing, while Oi's interest in historical keyboards, with special interest in forte pianos and rare French grand pianos, did much to propel this project with original instruments. Playing together since 2012, this Chopin recording marks their fifth anniversary as a duo. Recorded on location with the instruments in piano restorer Fritz Janmaat's shop, Maison Erard, in Amsterdam, this isn't your run-of-the-mill Chopin recording. Contemporary accounts of Chopin paint a picture of a composer who preferred the small scale to the big, the intimate salon to public concert, who valued delicacy, nuance, subtlety, and lyricism to overstated bravura. This recording from the Weinberg-Oi duo brings us closer to that Chopin, to his Paris of the 19th century, and to his instruments. If you would like to know more about this recording, you can find a link to it on our website. Just visit harmoniaearlymusic.org. While you're there, you can have a look at our archive of podcasts and shows. This has been the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis. Thanks for listening.